Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 147 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for July 25th is, which of the following has the more considerable risk? Deciding to act and failing, or choosing not to commit and doing nothing? What is one thing you can commit to doing today with no expectation of how it will work out? How can you show others the process of what it takes rather than just the result? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of being a lighthouse. Many of us don't mind talking about our failures after we feel like we've reached success. And in today's digital world of social media and the internet, we often only see the end result. And we often just slough it off if we do hear about the process of some great celebrity, but then we aren't willing to commit to something unless we know a certain result is guaranteed. Even if you don't like his work, you've probably heard of author Stephen King. With over 60 books published, approximately 200 short stories, and a net worth of over $400 million, King is one of the world's most rich and famous authors. But at the age of 26, he still didn't have a book published, and he had started writing his fourth manuscript. He threw it in the trash, but it was rescued by his wife, who encouraged him to keep going and finish it. He did, and it was eventually picked up by a publisher who paid King $2,500, not exactly enough money to quit his day job. And, oh yeah, it was rejected 30 times by other publishing companies before that publisher finally said yes. King made the choice to keep going when he felt like quitting. Yes, his wife encouraged him, but he still made the choice. And even as he finished, he didn't just not have an expectation one way or another. He actually expected it to get rejected. But he took action anyway. Finishing the book with the potential for it to fail was not the biggest risk King could have taken. Leaving that manuscript in the trash when he knew he had something inside him was the biggest risk he could have taken. It would have been a huge risk to not follow his dream, just because he didn't know if it would work out or not. Does this mean that we should just run around doing random things in the name of action? Not at all. It means we should take action with a purpose. It means our action should be directed at something that is important to us, something that burns within us. It means that our action should be the next right action, like we talked about on yesterday's episode. Which means we should look at an internal motivation from our heart, not an external motivation like what kind of result will it get. And finally, it means embracing the process in an effort to show the young people we lead what success really looks like. This is why Stephen King published his book entitled On Writing in the year 2000. It is partially a memoir about how his life and his writing have synchronized. But it's also a masterclass for both aspiring and accomplished writers. And he doesn't hide his failures or the adversity he has struggled through. Stephen King wants others to understand that success is a journey. And if we do have setbacks and failures, we can learn from them. And maybe one day we'll be like Stephen King. Or actually, if we follow our heart and take the next right action, maybe we'll end up as the best version of ourselves. So how about you? What do you think is the bigger risk? Deciding to act and failing, or choosing not to commit and doing nothing? What is one thing you can commit to doing today with no expectation of how it will work out? How can you show others the process of what it takes rather than just the result? I'd like to share with you the project that I have committed myself to, that I feel like if I don't do it, it will be too big of a risk. And I have no expectation of how it's going to work out. As I work on it, sometimes I think it's going to be awesome. And sometimes I think like Stephen King and expect it to get rejected. So the best thing for me to do is have no expectation, and keep doing the work that I feel is the next right action. The project is an online professional development course for teachers and coaches, which takes what we do on this podcast to a whole other level. It is a blueprint for teachers and coaches to write their own story with stories, tools, and resources for an entire school year. It's a curriculum that will improve your leadership in the classroom or in the locker room. My biggest struggle with it right now is finding the time to work on it without neglecting my family or any of my other duties. My hope is to have it completed by mid-August for the start of this new school year. But when I get too focused on that expectation, it distracts me from the most important thing, and that's actually doing the work. So if you'd like to keep in touch with me and find out when it will be available, head on over to www.johnbarthbooks.com and sign up to download the free guide, 5 Steps to Give Your Students a Better Version of You Every Day. You'll also get access to more of our stories, tools, and resources, and you'll be able to find out more about the online professional development course when it becomes available. I can't guarantee when it will be done, but I can guarantee that when it is available, it will help you increase your impact on your students and athletes by giving them a better version of you every day.